On board ship is a safety standard arena. Every activity on board ship is being guided by IMO convention.
Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of the program Life at Sea. My name is Hope Orire and for today we'll be speaking with Captain Kunle Olaiwola. He's a master mariner and today he'll be speaking with us on something very useful to younger seafarers. Captain Olaiwola, you're welcome on the program.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it.
So, Captain, we want you to share with us a life at sea experience and particularly how to manage a crisis situation on board a ship if one happens.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have to start by letting people know that navigating is a complex task. It involves training. And in the training, you have new idea and skill. And that new idea and skill, you have to develop and redefine it and practice it on board. It is not something you receive in the classroom and you won't practice it anymore. And very important to share experiential knowledge with other seafarers. This will help seafarers advance their learning. So what you have learned from school and what you learn from school, you take it to the ship. And also you try to share it with people on board.
Okay.
But you need to redefine it so that to suit the purpose, because there is difference between the classroom and on board ship.
What you see practically. Yeah. Now, in this instance, I want you to share with us what it is like if a crisis situation comes up. Let's say, for example, if there's a fire outbreak,
okay.
What are the best ways? On board, you have a culture of responding to issues, but practically, what is the ideal thing that you do on board if such a crisis happens?
I've been in this job for about 37 years now, and I've witnessed a fire incident. But let me bring out the role we play on board ship. And I'm going to make it very simple. On board ship is a safety standard arena where everything you are doing must be related to safety. We don't accept negative safety, but everything must be positive. On board ship, we have what they call fire plan. And on the fire plan, you will find the location of fire extinguishers, all equipment that warrant to be used for any outbreak of fire. And we have what they call fire alarms. In this fire plan, you will see all the locations where all this equipment are, and including the fireman outfit, and also with EBD breathing apparatus. So on board ship, we are so organized that in every situation, every activities on board ship is being guided by IMO convention and also with a standard practice, which many organizations accepted the steps we are going to take. So on board ship, we have what they call a muster list. And on that muster list, you will see where the duty of master to the steward or ordinary seaman on board, what they have to do in advent of emergency fire. But the most important thing, why we normally have advanced firefighting, elementary firefighting, and safety, and so on, is for you to be able to perform the duty when you get to the ship. It is not when you have this certificate, you think you have certificate, can give you food. It's a certificate that will save your life. Muster list, you will see your role. And in your room, all your role during firefighting is there. And where you are going to muster and your activities, like maybe you are going to wear a fireman outfit, maybe you are going to carry the fire extinguisher, maybe you are going to use the breathing apparatus, all sorts of things, connection of oars, everything is spelled out, the role of every seafarer on board. On advent of fire, if you are at the vicinity of fire, you need to shout, fire, 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 and press the alarm for people on board ship to know where they have to go at this very time. And when you say fire, 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 fire in engine room, fire in pump room, fire in galley or fire in anywhere, you must say it so that people will know and you will tell them the type of fire. You can say electrical fire, oil fire, this and that. People will know. And from there, there will be head count and people will rush down there.
Let me just ask you this. In all your 37 years of working at sea, have you experienced any of such incidents of fire? And if you have, how was it managed?
Yeah. Like me, when I said 37 years, out of that, my 37 years, I was in the Nigerian Navy.
Okay.
Yeah. In the Nigerian Navy, first instance, I experienced when I was on board a ship of Nigerian Navy. One of the gunners was asked to elevate the gun up, but unknowing the angle where it elevated the Amalek, I cannot recall, maybe 20 mm or something, it was lower. So when it fired the forecast too, which fire occurred in the rigging loft. But thanks to the master of the ship and with the experienced people, we did what they call boundary cooling, and we ensure no life lost. And at the end, we make head count, and we sound the tank of the vessel if there is any leakage under, but the vessel was okay. But for me, I experienced when I was a captain on a ship. We were bringing a vessel from Chile, from Caldera in Chile, to Nigeria for a ship owner who bought it. And I happened to be the captain on board so many years ago. On our way, we were just passing through the Argentina side, about to cross to Brazil area for us to bust out to Atlantic Ocean. That is Ascensia Island side. So suddenly, there is a turbocharger fire. So it was so heavy that people shouting maybe something like that, but I have to be calm because I'm in charge. And as I explained to you earlier, on fire plan, we ensure no life lost.
Were you stricken? Were you?
Yeah, as a human being, you must be afraid that a ship is going to get stranded.
Get involved in fire.
And possibility grounding and possibility life lost. So
yes.
All these things, you will have it in your mind. And also, you may be thinking maybe you also may die. But as a master, you don't need to show it to people. Even though if anything is going wrong, you must keep the calm and encourage people. Some seamen came to me at the bridge and said, "Captain, do something, do something, do something, do something." Even though the ship engineer also came, do something. We were a mixture of foreign seafarers, some from Indonesia, some from Germany, and we are just about two Nigerians, I and the ship engineer. So we are the two Nigerians on board. But thank God we rescued the ship, and we've made almost about 5 days' journey. We have to return back to Caldera for the turbocharger to be fixed so that we continue on our way back to Nigeria.
And it was a safe one coming back.
Yeah, it was safe.
Okay, beautiful. Now, this very important one. From the angle that you've talked to us about responding to crisis and the safety culture on board a ship, I want you to share with us top three keynotes for young seafarers considering safety and responding to crisis situation.
Number one, discipline. If you are not disciplined, you can't do anything. Two, you must dramatize what you have learned from your school. Like when we were coming up as a cadet, we have what they call a training logbook. In that training logbook, every activities on board is spelled out there. And what you have to do during firefighting is there, but you won't know. It is when you get to the ship, you start logging it. So you have to refer to those, you must be referring to this, your book, as your Bible, as if you are reading a psalm. So what you learn on board ship, you must put it into practice. And you must be safety conscious. And at the same time, you must be obedient on board. Because without these three, there is no way you can survive on board the ship.
Thank you so much, Captain Olaiwola. It's a very good discussion, sharing with us how to respond in crisis situation. We do hope that young seafarers will take this to heart, they will run with it, and they will also excel doing very well to become master mariners. Thank you once again.
Yeah, I pray. Thank you.
Okay, so listeners, thank you so much for being with us on the program Life at Sea. We do hope that you come back with us again when we do.